Yes, everything's good. We have you patched in. You're live now.
Guys, Chandra Pranam, all sendable devotees, Ananda Koti Vaishnava and the key guy. The electricity just went out here. So, Gurudev's microphone isn't broadcasting. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they've got the portable battery operators or not. And Vishnu David Maharaj is right here. So, I'll hand the phone to him. Gurudev's just saying his Pranam mantras right now. I'll let you listen to that.
Okay, Bruce, thank you.
Arigatou Jai. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay.
Offer unlimited number of messages. Then after, Shiksha Guru Prabhupada Charan, Shri Srimad, Bhakti Randa Vaman Goswami Maharaj, and Mithila Pravishta Om Vishnu Paj, Bhakti Vedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj. Offer Dandavat Pranti. All the present sannyasis, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. By the mercy of Bhagavan, today is the third day. Was completed today. It was very hot yesterday. Sun was completely bright in the sky. Above there was heat, below there was heat. People suffered a lot. However, we should remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is omniscient. He sees that all these devotees, they have come to our dham, and in such their feet are burning, their head is revolving, they have still come to our dham. For my love they are walking bare feet. He is very merciful. His heart will melt and the prema bhakti that you need, he will very easily give it to you. He has said by his own mouth. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has said. Nityananda Prabhu has also said the same thing. Therefore, don't be afraid, don't be scared. You had good prasad there. However, but you had to take prasad in the sun only. I understand that you like the Mahaprasad of Nrisimhadeva, the kheer, sweet rice. Everyone likes it. Good. So now from here you went to you crossed the Bhagirathi Ganga. Bhagavati Bhag. You went to Godruma Dvipa. Godrum Deep is known as Gadi Gacha. Gada means cow. Under one banyan tree, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was worshipped by Surabhi cow. Therefore it is called Godruma Deepa. There is Surabhi cow there. In order to please Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Surabhi cow worshipped Gauranga. Therefore it is called Godramati. It is the place of Ahiras. The Ahiras. the cowherd men. Nearby is Asur. And Markandey also. When there was a Mahapralaya, that time Markandey Rishi was drowning in the ocean. He was very hungry. He was hit by the waves. Still he could not die because of the benediction.
So Sarabhu Kau saw that. He saw that there was no dam there. And there was actually and the North Deep was literally present without drowning in the water of public inundation. Just like in Vrindavan, there is Bhandirwad.
Burnt Kashi by his sister, Susan Chakra. And So in Gauradham, Sri Shankar worships Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he also went to Ekamratanan in Jagannath Puri. Here Shankar is worshipping Gauranga here. From childhood itself, you do bhajan. You should take shelter at the lotus feet of Guru. So you should also have a guru who has realized Bhagavan and is detached from material world. That type of guru is very beneficial.
There you go.
Haribol.
There you go.
Haribol, Vishya Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Vishya Prabhu.
Haribol. Takes me.
Haribol. Is that okay?
Yes, that was great. I tried to get somebody to buy you a headset so you can put it on Maharaj so no one has to hold the phone.
Part of it I put on my headphones and part of it I let him speak to you.
I think on your headphone it wasn't loud enough.
Okay. She told me and I put it back on him, but if you put it too close, it's nothing. The microphone picks up
If we can get a headset, that will take care of that.
So earlier this morning, we crossed.
That's what we did in
I had a microphone. If I had a microphone, I could hook into this thing. It would work, too.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later. You want me to stay on the line?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, stay on.
Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur described that this Navadvip Dham is not part of the material world. Therefore, when this world is destroyed at the end of the lifetime of Brahma, or at the end of the day of Brahma, then this Navadvip Dham is not destroyed because it's not part of the material world. Therefore, Markandeya Rishi, he received the benediction from Shankar that he would live for 7 days of Brahma, or 7 kalpas. Therefore, at the end of every day of Brahma, there's a semi-pralaya, and Markandeya Rishi was being tossed in the waves of the ocean of devastation that rise from the bottom of the universe because of that ocean. But because of Shankar's benediction, he did not die. After a long time being tossed in the waves and suffering, he saw the island of Navadvip, and he took shelter here. Just like in Vrindavan, there's Gambhirapan, a big pastry there. The same is here in this place, Gobrum Dweep. Therefore, Markandeya Rishi, he came to show there at Gobrum, and Surabhi Gaye, she gave him shelter and fed him, and there he worshipped Gauranga Mahaprabhu and received the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next, he went to the Samadhi, the place of the Samadhi and the place of worship of Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda. We heard about how he manifested the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and also Navadvip Dham. Then we went to Suravana Vihar. In Satyuga, there was a king who was absorbed in material affairs even in his old age. But by a matter of great good fortune, Sri Narad Muni came there and gave him instructions on Bhagavat Bhajan. He said, O King, you are so fortunate to live in this very dham of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But it's a matter of great shame that you are still attached to wealth, wife and children, even in your old age. Wealth is of no value. It's very difficult to attain, difficult to maintain, and when you lose it, you cry. Therefore, it's no value because at the time of death, even 1 rupee you cannot take with you. And what you think is yours in the form of wife, children and wealth, it's factually not yours. I said, even though you are attached to them, when you die and they burn you and they have a feast, they will forget all about you. Devil King, you should give up your attachment to useless things and develop your attachment for the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the instructions of Narada Muni, his eyes were opened and he performed Bhagavad Bhajan there in Satyuga, and he had darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After the darshan disappeared, the king was weeping. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Do not worry, when I appear in Satyuga, you will also appear in my pastime." Devil King appeared as Bodhimanda Khan. He funded the second marriage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And last we went to Devpali or Nrsingapali. After killing Hiranyakashipu, Bhagavan Nrsingadev rested there. And that time all the devils, all the demigods came there and worshipped him. Therefore, that place is also known as Devpali. We also went to Harihara Chakra. Hari means the object of worship, Sri Hari, and Ha means the Seva, Seva Chakra, or Mahadev. After the battle with Pongrat Vasudev, then Krishna sent his Sudarshan Chakra, which burned Varanasi to ashes. Therefore, Mahadev, he left Varanasi and went to Ekamrakanam in Bhubaneswar, where he is worshipped as Lingaraj, that is in Jagannath Puri. But this mountain, this Navadvip Dham is millions of times superior to even Kasi or Sri Jagannath Puri. Therefore Mahadev left Jagannath Puri and took shelter here of this Navadvip Dham and performed one-pointed bhajan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And finally we went to Nrsingapali. There we can remember the instructions of Sri Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj said, even from young age, from the age of 5, one should commence spiritual life. How? The first step, one should take shelter of the feet of a bona fide spiritual master, Sabda Labdhapa Nirisha, and one should offer everything one possesses to him. That spiritual master should be, have direct realization of Krishna, he should be expert in the scriptures, he also should be completely detached from any type of material enjoyment. Now we'll hear from Sri Dhani Maharaj about the instructions of Sri Prahlad Maharaj.
Gurudeva Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tralaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Saravastaya Namo Namaha. I first of all offer my unlimited Dandavat Pranam and the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudeva, Om Vishnu Bhag Paramahamsa Parirajakacharya Asto Sarasana Krishnath Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And the same again, I offer millions of Dandavat Pranams unto our beloved Nitkilila Pravishyam Asto Sarasana Krishnath Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And all the Shadandi Sanyasi, John, and all the Vaishnav and Vaishnavi devotees and guests of the Lord, Sandhavat Pranam. So Srila Gurudev has instructed me to speak something of Prahlad Charita, which is the most inspiring topic for the practicing sadhu to emulate and follow the path of Sri Prahlad and witness his exemplary nishtha to Sri Krishna. Hiranyakashipu, his father, the great demon, who was cursed originally by the four Kumaras, Jayan Vijay, and to take birth as a demon, he manifested with a totally atheistic mentality. And he, in the womb of his wife, Kayadu, the brilliant Mahabhagavat Prahlad took his birth. And when Hiranyakashipu was performing his austerities with the endeavor to become immortal, at that time the demigods, they overran his kingdom and they captured Kayadu. And Kayadu was in the ashram of Narada Muni for 60,000 years. In the shelter of Narada Muni. Narada Muni intervened when the demons attacked, when the demigods attacked the demons and gave shelter to Kayadu. And at that time, Narada Muni, he instructed fully all the Tattva and Siddhanta, the full understanding of the purpose and ultimate goal of life. So when Prahlad took his birth from Kayadu, then he was very nicely groomed by the Kapha demons in the kingdom of Hiranyakashipu. And then one day, his father, he asked him, he had his mother Kayadu, she dressed him very nicely, and he came into the assembly of Hiranyakashipu, and he sat on the lap of Hiranyakashipu. And then Hiranyakashipu, with fatherly affection, he asked his son, what is the goal of life? What have you understood from your teacher? Then he replied, Tattadu manye sura varya dehinam sada samudrigna viyam atatrahas it vatma patam graham andakupam varam gato yat dehin ashrayaka. That it's an embarrassment. Oh, first of all, he addressed his father as the lord of the demons. Because an atheist always needs to be flattered. The symptom of an atheist is his pride, his uncheckable pride. It's the antithesis of the humble devotee. And we see the example of Prahlad himself, with all humility, was challenging his father in this way, but in a humble manner. But still he was flattering his demoniac father, calling him the king of all demons, this great person, his father. But still he was saying that the jiva in this world who has fallen into this ananda kupam, into this blind well, which has no water, is just filled with suffering entirely. The reason why the jiva is in this world initially is because of his indifference to Sri Krishna. From that indifference, from that aparad, material desires rise in the heart of the jiva. And from material desires manifest all the endless suffering that the jiva has to undergo. So we are all in this condition, in this material world. And Prahlad Maharaj is describing this condition very lucidly to his father. He's saying that we are in a dark well. And it's an embarrassment for the jiva to be in this condition. We are of a higher shakti. We are antaranga shakti. Our nature is spiritual. But we have been associating with this bahiranga, this lower energy, this time immemorial. Srila Gurudev likes to give a very beautiful analogy of this well. There was once a man, and he was sitting in a field, and he heard the huge roaring of a lion. He ran immediately in fear of that lion. And then he tripped, and he fell over into a well. But as he fell, he grabbed hold of two branches, and he suddenly saw, he realized to his horror, that at the bottom of this well, it was filled with hissing serpents and poisonous snakes. And then he looked up at the two branches that he was holding onto, and one was being eaten away by a white rat. And the other branch he was holding on was being eaten away by a black rat. And then he saw the horrific face of the tiger gazing down at him in that well. So what sort of predicament is this? This is like we are in this material world. But he saw this drop of honey was coming from a bee's hive above in the tree, and it was dropping directly in front of his face. So he could put his tongue out, he could taste that honey, and he was thinking, oh, how sweet. But what a predicament, what an embarrassment. This black and white rat represents day and night. Time is inevitably rolling off for all of us. None of us in this assembly will be here in 150 years' time. None of these bodies will be present. Our souls will be present and will retain this impression which we have received today and this whole week in glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the envious mentality of the snake and the culprit underneath is representing all the miseries of this material world that we have to undergo. These miseries, we must understand, are caused by my own material desires. is useless for the jiva to begin to lament about his various suffering desires. We are the cause of our suffering entirely. When the jiva wakes up and understands that he is the cause of his various suffering in this world, then he can use his intelligence to understand, to turn towards the Lord. Without turning towards the Lord, becoming attracted once again to Krishna, Ratiya, Bhavet, Atmano, Priyambat, to be attracted to Krishna is the ultimate goal of life. At present, we are not attracted to Krishna. Perhaps before we take rest tonight, how many times again will we all turn away from Krishna? It's a present situation that we're undergoing. To develop this attraction to Krishna is the only way out of this predicament. So Srila Gurudev, out of his endless compassion, is injecting us so powerfully with this Vajra Prem, this Gaurava, as we travel through this parikrama, in the hope that some inspiration will manifest in the heart genuinely towards being spontaneously attracted to Radha and Krishna, and this is the only antidote to our various suffering. So this person in the well, he's seeing the tiger growling above him. So in great fear and lamentation, he's just hanging there. And this is how we are in this material world. It's most embarrassing that we found ourselves in this predicament, but the only way out is attraction to Radha and Krishna, and by the mercy of Srila Gurudev and all our Guru Parampara. They are all giving us the same message, to develop this spontaneous attraction to Sri Krishna and to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So as we travel through this parikrama, as Srila Gurudev was saying today, and we're stumbling in the heat of the sun, we're understanding that Mahaprabhu is witnessing all this endeavor, and we are begging for his mercy to eventually wake up to this situation and to understand where is my natural attraction for Radha and Krishna. And then my great fortune will be awakened. So these are the instructions. Initially, that Prahlad Maharaj was trying to give to his demoniac father. And of course, the demon, he's only made of pride. Pride in everything he has in this material world. We also have this tendency within us. We become proud of anything. Even if we clean the house nicely, we're proud. We dress nicely, we're proud. This tendency is constantly rising. We do so, we walk, perhaps from Singapore all the way back. We have this pride to contend with. Oh, I walk. All of this constantly has to be purified. A mood of humility is the key to understanding these teachings of Sri Prahlad. So Sri Prahlad, he was thrown off the lap of his father and immediately sent to the school of Sanat and Amarka in the school, the Gurukul. So these are the beginnings of the teachings. Of course, his father was totally unimpressed. Srila Gurudev ki jai, Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Gopatmena nandi, Ranshapapapurvi, Shanti, Sikhinavayasi, Patitanam, Bhagamadiyo, Shnavayamaya.
This morning, Paripurajat Maharaj, Prahlad Chaitasri ke, Kuchu bolte hain.
Speak something about Prahlad Chaitasri.
Krishna, 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 Krish First of all, I offer obeisances to Madhya Aradhatam Parvatma, Nikola Pravishka, Vishnupad, Sivedanta, Ramanda Shemara. I offer unlimited number of obeisances. Thereafter, my Shiksha Guru Parvatma, Avinna Guru Parvatma, Vishnupad, Ashtotar Shishuna. Narayan Goswami Maharaj, let us sit. Offer unlimited number of obeisances. Thereafter, Parshivabal Tridandi Sannyasis, offer my Dandavat Pranams. All the Bhaktas. Today is a very fortunate day for us. In Shastra it is said, Sadhu Sangha. One should chant the holy name in the position of Sadhu. This is the only desired object. It's called Shabda Brahma. This Shabda Brahma is the holy name. It's all Shabda Brahma. This discussion of spiritual topics is actually all Shabda Brahma. So all our anuttas are removed and we should be able to enter into the divine life of Krishna. Some people speak in English, some people speak in Hindi. We are Bengalis. We don't understand English and Hindi. What should we do? Don't worry. It's all Shabda Brahma. Shabda Brahma is Shabda Brahma is a type of a medicine. Suppose a British man goes to the medical shop, he will get the same medicine. Indian man goes, he gets the same medicine. And Bengali man goes, he gets the same medicine. Doesn't matter. Medicine is same for all types of people. Similarly, Harikatha may be in English, Harikatha may be in Bengali, or Harikatha may be in Hindi. Doesn't matter. It is a medicine for all. It's a universal medicine. So there is only one medicine. So in whatever language Harikatha is spoken, don't sleep. Hear attentively, no matter what, whether you understand it or not. Let it enter your ear. But we have to hear very carefully. Don't be lazy in understanding the conclusive truths of scripture. If you are lazy, because by this you will develop very strong attachment to Krishna. I'm doing that. If you are very strong in Siddhanta, scriptural conclusion, then hundreds and hundreds of people will come to delude you, to misguide you, to disrupt your progress. Still you will not move an inch from your path because you are very strong in Siddhanta.
Ejun na to bhagwan ma
But it is all tattva vichar. It is all philosophical discussion. So we don't like it so much. Everyone, an amoeba or bacteria, virus, until the whale and elephant, all small and big animals, top to bottom, everyone wants happiness. No one wants unhappiness. No one wants distress. So only by bhakti we get into happiness. So all the people of the world only want happiness. But in Vaishnava always say, you take all the happiness. I want only distress. Vaishnava only want distress. Vaishnava has to pray to the Lord. Vaishnava says, oh Lord, give me the distress of the whole world and let the whole world be happy. I want to suffer for the distress of the whole world. So I was discussing Satya Brahma. Therefore he said, it entered my ears, the holy name, and it touched my heart, and it agitated my heart and life there. When you see the absolute truth, all the knots of the heart are untied. Chindanti Saro Samsya.
Actually, human being endeavors so hard to obtain temporary
When you check to see if I'm here, that the phone back in.
Okay. When you guys are going to speak in English, do you want me to stay online?
Yeah, stay online the whole time.
Okay.
I'm going to clarify, as you may ask, to speak on a particular subject and speak something what I remember. Because Hiranyakashipu was
becoming very happy to hear that somebody addressing like this, such a large addressing like that. But for the second time, when he was sent to the school of demons, Sultan Amarkar to disciples of Sutrasarya. And after that, when he visited, and Hiranyakasipu took the lad to the lap and asked, "Oh my dear son, what you learned from your school?" And the Lord Maharaj told, "Oh my, your father, Savanam Kisaram Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Harsanam Bandhanam Dattam Saksham Atma Nivedanam Iti Kuntar Pita Vishnu Bhakti Cheta Navalaksha Kriyate Bhagavati Arjatan Mandi Jitam Uttamam." He told, "Oh my dear father, O Bhagavad Bhakti, the devotional service in the lotus feet of Lord Hari is the highest type of occupational duty for a human being. And that is ninefold, someone is hearing the glories of the names of Bhagavan, or Kirtanam, glorifying, chanting the names, qualities, pastimes of Bhagavan, and remembering the glories, names and pastimes of Bhagavan, Pada Sevanam, serving the lotus feet of Lord and offering so much worship in thy heart, Harsanam Bandhanam, offering prayer, Darshan, accept servitorship and accept the friendship of Bhagavan and offering oneself from the heart. This is the highest step of bhakti and this is the highest step of personal duty for a human being, the duty of a human being." And then also it shows, "Matirna Krishna Parata Satova Mithodi Patyeta Griha Pratanam Adanta Gobi Vipratam Samitram Puna Puna Sarvita Sarvananam." It shows, "Matirna Krishna Parata Satova." So those are completely under control of their material senses. They are slave of their senses. So the Krishna Katha, the material glories, material names, and Harikatha, it never enters in their ears. Matinna Krishna, Parata Satova. So their mind and heart is never attracted to the lotus feet of Bhagavan. Even by their own endeavor, they never do. Even they get association. Even others, they direct them, oh, like the demonic persons. Even they have association. Even they devotees please them. Oh, this is the goal of life, to serve Bhagavan. Chanting the name of Lord is the only happiness in the life. Oh, this never enters into the ear. Their mind and heart never become attracted by their own endeavor, not by others. Adanta Govi Pisatam Samitya. Because they're under control of their material senses. Their mind is completely attracted to the sense object. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna Arjuna is telling, "Chantani Bhana Krishna Pramati Balavadram Tasyam Negram Manya Dhyayriva Sudaskaram." The mind is completely restless. It's very difficult to control the mind, like the wind cannot control. How to control? Nisam samahavau mana durni griha chalam abhyas sanesi kaunteya vaira jyanesi griyate. By practicing, detaching oneself from the sense object and practicing devotional service, by continuously getting higher states, also gradually or developed states, association of devotees. Otherwise, one will never be attracted towards this bhakti. So this is the guest.
मेरे विदुषाक सगती में विष्णु दुआ प्रयाज गोविंद मान अंधा जथान में उपनीय मान तेजित संत्यान उदाम में बदमा ओ नते विदुषाक सगती में विष्णु ओ दो पर्सन ओ कंप्लीटली अंडर कंट्रोल ऑफ देयर सेंसेस अंडर कंट्रोल ऑफ डिमोनिक ऑथेंटिटी ओ दे डोंट नो द गोल ऑफ देयर लाइफ व्हाट इज द गोल ऑफ लाइफ स्वार्थ गति Very real benefits of their life, they don't know. They don't understand. That Vishnu, to serve Bhagavan, service of Bhagavan is the only goal of life. Nothing is Vishnu, that is Vishnu. Dura, Sayar, the Bhairav, the Manu. They always engaged in very Vishnu, in external affairs, in so many other things, which is not important in their life only. Eating, sleeping, making, defending, and asking money and all other things, they engage. Andha jathandi upaniya mana, chetita samitra murudhandi dadha. Oh, if we are blind, we are completely blinded by the ignorance, we have no freedom to speak. If we make our leader blind, we all fall into a dark well. At least, we should know that our leader We should accept a bona fide spiritual master. That the Tatma Guru Prabhupada Vidyasin Srayuttamam Sabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahman Upad Samastram. So we should approach a bona fide spiritual master. Who is Guru? Who means darkness? Who can bring us from darkness, well of darkness to light? Who can show the path of light, give us the transcendental knowledge? An individual guru, we should approach such a bona fide guru in our life. That's not guru for the disciples. The chance is there with the mom. We should inquire from that guru, what is the prayer, what is the ultimate benefit. We should not inquire from material enjoyment, subject of material sense enjoyment, other temporary things. We should inquire what is the real benefit. Prayer, what is the real benefit in life? Look about, so we can come out from the darkness, how we can real serve Bhagavan in the life, how can be really happy in this life, we should inquire from the Guru. And that Guru should be completely established in this stage of self-realization, completely self-realized, not Brahman in the Samasram, and that Guru should be completely down. All any such material entanglements. So Prahlad Maharaj, so many transcendental teachings, I don't remember everything, what I remember, entanglements. Those come on in the world. One part of the world is to pass in the world.
श्रवणम कीर्तन विष्णु स्मरण
विष्णु
की बात सुनते ही रेड लगातार Where did you learn it from?
Guruvai Gaurachandaya Narikaya Tidale Krishna Krishna Rata Parvata Nama.
What? Only one little. Again.
Nāsati dūtra ātakatam hi viṣṇu durusayarya bihirāta mānina.
So, the Lord Maharaj instructed, Nāsati dūtra ātakatam hi viṣṇu. People cannot understand that service to Vishnu
is predestined.
People cannot understand that serving Vishnu is actually in their own self-interest. It's like when you look in the mirror, who feels satisfaction? Do you feel satisfaction or the mirror feels satisfaction? By looking in the mirror, you feel satisfaction. Thereby serving Bhagavan, automatically we will feel ecstasy. Some people ask, why is it serve Krishna? Is Krishna very selfish? What service can you do for someone who always possesses everything, who is Atmaram? And after Khan, they were actually service to Bhagavan is for our own good fortune, for our own benefit. Therefore, persons who cannot understand the service to Krishna is for their own benefit, by the Atimanya, they accept external things as very important. The Kalama is indicated here, Bhagavatamanya. Those who cannot understand the service to Krishna is their own self-interest, Bahiratamanina. They always take the external meaning of the scriptures. They cannot understand the internal meaning because the scriptures are themselves the bhaktam, the speech of the Supreme Lord. Without devotion to the Supreme Lord, how you can understand the scriptures? You only get some external meaning. There's one very good example I heard. One time Sri Ramanuja Acharya, he was with his like Sanskrit Guru, Sijada Prakash. That time another disciple asked, oh Gurudev, this sutra, can you explain? Then Yada Prakash explained, oh, that is very easy. Kapyasam. The Supreme Lord, he has eyes which are red like the backside of a monkey, a copy. So when Sri Ramanujacharya heard that explanation, he began weeping. And the tears fell on the back of Yada Prakash. He said, Gurudev, you are such a great soul. How you can explain the eyes of Sri Krishna are red like the backside of a monkey? Then he said, this is the explanation given by Sankaracharya. Can you give a better explanation? So Sri Ramanujacharya explained, Kapi, that which drinks the water. What is that? The sun. So by the rays of the sun, what happens? The lotus opens. There the Supreme Lord Krishna has eyes which are reddish like the petals of a lotus. But because people have no, they are not devoted to the Lord, they cannot understand the real meaning of the scriptures. They will make them as a star or accordingly. Speak it after Bhagavanya Dataha. Nayesam Yatpada, the Lord is taken on the teaching of Yadda, the Nithi Yadda. Oh my dear Father, you cannot understand anything. You cannot understand the service of Sri Vishnu as the ultimate goal of life. Why? Because you have not covered your head with the food dust of a pure devotee who is free from all contamination. Therefore, people's minds cannot be inclined towards thinking of Krishna until they take shelter of the food dust of a Mahabhagavat or the spiritual master. You have not done any of these things. Neither have thunder the mark of my teachers. Therefore, how will you understand what is what? Then Hirani Kashipu became very angry. Oh, you think I don't know anything? You think only you know everything? I have also done so many austerities. I have pleased Lord Brahma. I know so many Vedic chapters. Hirani Kashipu was not an ordinary person. All rivers, cities, everything was under his control. But because he was not a devotee of the Supreme Lord, he could not even understand anything. Therefore, Parama had explained the only way to get knowledge of the Supreme Lord is to surrender to his own agent in the form of Gurudev. Hirani Kashipu became completely berserk. He threw his son off his lap and he ordered the demon. Sometimes a disease enters in the hand. You have to take off the hand to save the body. In the same way, this rascal boy, he has appeared like a thorn tree in a forest of sandalwood. In other words, the demons are like a forest of sandalwood. In order to cut down the sandalwood tree, you need an axe. What are the axe? The axe is Vishnu. And the handle of the axe is the thorn tree, which is very hard. That is Prahlad. Therefore, he ordered his demons to kill him. Therefore, on the order of Renkatipu, the demons came, they threw him in fire, and they threw him under the feet of elephants.
Second death row.
Shloka. The death row. Madhya Krishna, Parato, Satova, Vito Abhipajate, Because, Father, your senses are not controlled. Therefore, someone whose senses are not controlled, their mind, their inclination towards devotional service cannot be awoken by their own efforts, by the efforts of others, or by a combination of both. Sometimes we see that people who are not determined to follow devotional service, even instructions of Gurudev, cannot help them because they are determined not to follow. Gurudev says, even if your Gurudev is Nityananda Prabhu, you don't listen to what he says, what can Nityananda do for you? Therefore, Father, you are just like that, Puna Punas Chavita Chavananam. You are repeating the chew, that is what which has already been chewed. Just like when someone chews chewing gum and all the juice is taken out, then they spit it out. Then someone else comes and picks it up and begins chewing it. You can imagine how much nectar is left. Therefore, material life is just like that. We see people, our mother and father, they become very old. They become so much infirm, so much disease. At the end of their life, they've had so much suffering raising their children, at least I know from my parents. Then what do they say? Oh, my dear son, please marry. Even though they've had so much suffering, they try to give that suffering to their own children. They have a good idea of funny animal like a dog. Especially in India, we see dogs a little bit malnutritious, how do you say, not eating very nicely. There was one dog, and he found an old bone. That bone had no nectar in it, it was completely dry. But that dog was chewing it, and that bone was making his gums bleed, and the dog was drinking his own blood, and the dog was eating very juicy bone. Then the other 50 dogs in the neighborhood, they saw that dog with a bone, we have no bone, therefore they began chasing him. And as they were chasing him, they were pounding him, the dog was crying, as he was running. And the other 50 dogs, they were also chasing behind him. Then finally the dog, what did he do? He spat the bone, boom. Then the next dog, the hell's wonder, he took the bone and he began running. Then the 49 dogs began chasing behind him. Therefore, Buddha said, this is Puna Puna Chavita Chavananam. Chewing the shoe. Even though we see our forefathers, my parents, my grandparents, their parents, they have completely tasted material life, but they have not received any happiness at all. And finally, at the end of their life, they sick, means they leave their body, and they give the same instructions to their children which they have done. They have not been happy accumulating wealth, women, children, house and home. How will the children be happy if they also follow that thing? Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj gave some very strong instructions. Therefore, the most important thing, unless we take shelter of a pure devotee, then how pure devotion will ever come in our minds? In the Bhakti from Japya Bhakti, in the Bhagavad it says, Bhakti only comes from Bhakti. Therefore, where do we find Bhakti in this world? Bhakti enters, comes to this world through the specific succession. Ivam parampara tattani mandajatira viyogiru sakaranda manda yoganasta parantapa. Krishna explains, O Arjuna, this science of devotional service, this feelings of love towards Krishna come through this specific succession or this shloka path, the path of hearing from the pure Vaishnava. These days many people think, I will just read the books and I will see perfection. But Srila Bhaktivedanta Sivakumar said, by reading books you will get knowledge, but feelings for Krishna, love for Krishna, you will not get by reading books. Feelings of love for Krishna are feeling I will dedicate everything to Krishna that comes by association of someone who is engaged in Krishna's service. So,
unless we take shelter completely at the feet of the spiritual master, then bhakti can, our mind cannot be directed towards Krishna. Therefore, we have come up high ground. We should see, have we completely given our minds and to the feet of the spiritual master? If our heart is still at the feet of Gurudev, then how much your desires can ever enter into our heart? Because someone who has given their life and soul to Gurudev, Gurudev said, everyone who served their Gurudev even for 1 second, how that person can fall down. Therefore, if our hearts have a place for Gurudev, then automatically our hearts will have a place in everything Gurudev has. Gurudev will get everything in our hearts for those persons who have a place at the feet of Gurudev. Shiguru Charanagati, Aisi Uttamagati. Those persons who have rati or affection for Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, then that person reaches Uttamagati, or the service of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Father, you have not surrendered to any pure Guru. You have not, even so many of us, I'm probably most definitely included in that. We take diksha from Gurudev, we hang around the Sangha for many years, but we have not completely given ourselves to Gurudev. I remember a few years ago, there was one devotee, he said, Gurudev, I want to put you on this pure bhakti TV. I want the whole world to know you. And Gurudev said, don't worry about the whole world, I just want you to know me. First save yourself, don't worry about saving others. Therefore, when you went to chapter 2, high level instructions, you were completely deserved. You are giving me instruction, he threw his son off his lap and ordered the demon, you should finish him. Therefore they gave Prahlad poison. But Prahlad offered it to the Supreme Lord and became like nectar, Chandramrita. And Prahlad took that and there was no ill effect. They threw him under the feet of elephants. But when those elephants smelled Prahlad and the breeze from Prahlad's body touched those elephants, they also became good friends of Prahlad. Even the snakes, Prahlad was thrown in the feet of poisonous snakes. But such is the influence of a pure Vaishnava, even the snakes became gentle in his lap. There were those persons who are opposed to Vaishnava, they're in an even worse condition than snakes. Because even snakes gave up their envy of Prahlad. So they tried to chop him with swords, boil him in oil, burn him in fire, but nothing happened to Prahlad. Their Hiranyakashipu who became depressed. This child has unlimited potency. He will definitely be the cause of my death. Therefore, he instructed Sandramamaka, take him back to school, and you can instruct him on politics, the four types of politics. What is it? Dham, Danda, Dham, and Veda. Therefore, Prahlad went back to the school. The teachers tried to instruct him, and Prahlad was an expert cheater. Gurudev said, how are you going to capture Krishna unless you cheat him? Krishna is the ultimate cheat. Therefore, the Vaishnava is even more crooked than Krishna. Therefore, Prahlad sat in school. It went in 1 year and out the other. Then one day the teachers went out and they asked Prahlad, now you're a good boy, Prahlad, a Pakadhanam. You can teach the boys, you can be the school monitor. So, all the boys began running, playing soccer, everything in the school. Prahlad, come on, let's play. And Prahlad said, no. He said, now, like we're hearing Bhagavad-gita, we should not waste time because we can perform bhajan in this young age. Then the boy said, oh Prahlad, we can do bhajan when our teeth fall out. When we're old age and we're finished with material enjoyment, then we're completely dried up, then we can do Hare Ram, Hare Krishna. So many people think like that. In old age, they'll do bhajan. But even we're young age and we can do bhajan. How difficult parikram, like going to hell and back. In old age you cannot even sit properly. So many diseases, mind is very restless. You cannot even chew your prasadam, you don't have any teeth. And how you do bhajan at that time? Therefore Prahlad Maharaj instructs, dharana acharat sadhya. Dharana bhagavataya. Then he gave many instructions which we heard already from the devotees. The Guru Sushusaya Bhakta Sada Bhakta Panenacha Sadanam Sada Sadanam Sangha Bhaktanam Iswara Adhavanenacha. And he condemned that from Prahlad Maharaj said, oh my boys, if you want to do bhajan of Krishna, you should approach the spiritual master Sada Bhakta Panenacha. Tanamanas Jeevana Guru Padayasana. Your body, mind, and word, you should offer completely to the feet of Gurudev and the Vaishnava. What? So Gurudev will not check. Gurudev, here's my PIN number. I give you my credit card. Is this what Guru has come for? This broad name is South and Love Dalton Anishar. Gurudev only wants our real estate and our wealth. This is not what Gurudev has come for this wealth to collect. What do we really own? The really thing that we possess is ourselves. Then we may give everything to Bhagavan, but unless we give ourselves, then Guru and Krishna are not me. Like Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj gave, Brahman gave, saw the whole universe of Bali Maharaj. He said, oh Jija, you promised me 2 steps, if you want to give me 2. Then Bali Maharaj thought, yes, I gave everything to Vishnu, and he's still not satisfied. Why? I never gave myself to Vishnu. Then he said, oh Lord, you can keep your foot on my head. Then Brahman there was pleased. Therefore, the real thing that we possess is our independence. So we offer our independence to Gurudev. For Gurudev, I will not act according to my own whimsical mind. For Ms. Dayaman, I will act only according to your instruction. Then the boy says, that's all right, Prahlad. Can you tell us what to do? And Prahlad says, very easy, Bhajan. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. And all the demons began to keep coming.
Oh, एकत्र हुए सब लोग जाते हैं और लेकिन सन्यासी लोग बहुत देरी करे जाए और वो सन्यासी कहते हैं नौ वेलकम डिवोटेड सन्यासी इंफॉर्म अलाइंस दैट दे शुड बी इंफॉर्म टुमारो आई वांट दैट दे शुड कम एट जस्ट टाइम एंड दे शुड बी पर्सन दे शुड नॉट गो रेयर तो आई वांट दैट ऑल তারা সকলেই ঠাকুরের পিছনে যাবেন আর তারপরে কীর্তন কর্তার কাছে যাবেন সকলেই মেয়েদের কীর্তনের খুব প্রশংসা করছে অল আর প্রেমিং যে কীর্তন সংকীর্তন পার্টি অফ লেডি ভেরি স্পিট অ্যান্ড ভেরি অ্যাট্রাক্টিভ আই ওয়ান্ট দ্যাট অলসো প্রমেল আই ওয়ান্ট কীর্তন টু বি ভোর পাওয়ারফুল
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial.
Dandavat Pranam, that'll be the end of the program today. Jai Radhe. Jai Mahaprabhu, Jai Gurudev, Jai Prabhupada.